Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, what the hell happened to Miley Cyrus? It's either plastic surgery and age, or demon worship and meth. You be the judge. It seems like women increasingly want to turn themselves into trans women. People say Sandman it's not fair because the photo on the right is fake. Well, here's the real photo. As if it's that much better. She's still got tons of work. Her nose is smaller and her lips are bigger. And she looks like a human skeleton. Most importantly, her eyes still look dead inside. Up next, rest in peace, white guilt. With this woman making $1 million by calling some black kid rummaging through her son's diaper in the park the N-word. Then a black pedo sex offender tried to shame her for saying it. Looks like white people like this are rapidly approaching their breaking point. If white people acted the way that black people say they do, then there wouldn't be any black people out there. By the way, is that another Elon Musk hit? Number three, forget about 100 guys fighting one gorilla. The real battle should be 100 women versus accountability. I strongly believe that women are biologically hardwired not to take responsibility when things go south, because the women that did in the past were probably ended by the cavemen they were with. It's so bad they don't even take accountability when choosing a succulent Chinese meal in case people get sick and die from food poisoning or something. Their indecisiveness is pure instinct. Moving on, here's the difference between when women do household chores and when men do them. If a man does them, we need to stop celebrating it because it's just what adults do. But if a woman does them, it's considered unpaid labor. Why is that? Because it was never about equality. It's always been about women extracting maximum value by emotionally manipulating men through shame, guilt, and love, and the whole gamut of human emotions. If you go your own way and stay single, then you don't have to deal with this anymore. Number five, this woman says to men that this is what they want. A little bit of body and facial hair, a little bit of muscle and a little bit of fat. Henry Cavill looks like he's jacked with little to no body fat here. If this is when women consider a man to be chubby, then most guys stand no chance of getting a date. Remember, guys, that all women want is Superman. Henry Cavill was also dehydrating himself for this shirtless scene. This isn't very realistic. Where are you guys on this one? I'm between obese and morbidly obese if I was in the fitness community. Up next, what would you do if Jesse Plemons asked you what type of Star Wars fan you are? If you want to survive, you'd have to say original trilogy fan only, just to be sure, and maybe Revenge of the Sith as well if you wanted to live dangerously. The only post-Disney Star Wars worth watching is the Battle of Scarif in Rogue One. Everything else is in real Star Wars. Try being a Star Wars fan like me in grade school back in the late 80s and early 90s. You risk getting beat up by guys like this every day. Number 7, Prince Simp here admits that his dad, the King of England, doesn't talk to him anymore. Well, it's his own fault for putting a woman between the two of them. Charles also probably had his DNA tested and figured out that he was Diana's personal trainer son. Maybe if he didn't marry a low-class, cheap imitation mutt instead of an English woman from noble blood, that never would have happened. Even a prince can be a simp. Moving on, remember guys that income tax is there to stop you from saving and inflation is there to ensure whatever you do save disappears. They don't want you leaving the game. They want you being a slave to the game. Bitcoin, of course, fixes this. Fiat currencies can come and go, but Bitcoin will survive so long as Sandman keeps running his Bitcoin node. They tax Bitcoin and it loses some value through inflation, but it still leaves you with a surplus that allows you to reach escape velocity. Number 9, Queers for Palestine. Why do they support a group that ends gay Palestinians in the West Bank? As far as most Palestinians are concerned, they are just useful idiots promoting their cause in the West. This is like chickens for KFC. You know they will stand with Colonel Sanders until he turns them into a bucket of chicken. Or better still, turkeys for Thanksgiving. Am I the only one that gets creepy vibes from that turkey's hand? up next, why do women do this to themselves? What do you expect from a generation of women that have played with Bratz dolls? She looks like one of the female duck creatures from Howard the Duck. She needs to look on the bright side, though, because if they make another Planet of the Apes film, she can get a job. I think the next work she's going to have done is to shrink her nose even more and enlarge her eyes and breasts. Number 11, meet Rasputin. He didn't shower and he smelled like an animal. His beard was covered with food, and even with all that, Russia's hottest women were all trying to sleep with him. All that because of his status of being the Queen's official religious worker. Apparently his 12-inch schwing-schwang is also in a museum. Maybe his saintly salami is why he was such a good womanizer. But I still think it's the status that attracted the women. It's an aphrodisiac for them. Moving on, women are criticizing this 20-year-old woman for having a family at the age of 20, saying that she should be in a club instead. But what club? The clubs have all been closing. What's the bigger issue here? That she's got pregnant at 14 or 15? In some countries, especially in Eastern Europe, that's the official age of consent. Besides, most 14 or 15-year-olds aren't even old enough to go to a club. If their relationship and sex is legal, there's no need to bring out the wood chipper. Number 13, Kinema, says that all men should be required to grovel at the feet of women. Yes, and ask them for forgiveness for thousands of years of oppressing them and raping them, even though those men even weren't alive back then. And there is no proof of that oppression. And women wonder why more men than ever are finished with them. On the flip side, you know every single one of these women would get wet if an attractive man told them to F off. Up next, this woman says that if lesbians can control themselves when they see another girl in revealing clothing, then why can't men? That might be true, but 44% of lesbians and 61% of bi women have experienced physical or sexual violence from a partner, when compared to only 35% of straight women. Looks like it's actually women that have to work on their impulse control problems instead of blaming dudes. They're just accusing men of the very same thing they're guilty of. Number 15, an 11-year-old boy ends himself after months of bullying and embarrassment from his own teacher. His fifth grade teacher, Donna White, is now being sued. It's bad enough when kids are being bullied by other kids and the teachers look the other way. But if the teachers join in, what torture level is this? I also blame the parents for not switching schools. My life also would have been a lot better if my parents moved me to another school while I was growing up. Also, if I was him, I might have tried taking her with me. Moving on, 15 years ago, the parents shamed their kids for their bad grades. But today, the parents attacked the teachers for the kids' bad grades instead. Except back then, at least the teachers didn't grape the children. The point today is not to educate, but to indoctrinate. Plus, with social media today, if a kid is being bullied at school and online, it's an awful experience. At least back in the day, we could escape bullying by being home. Number 17, this woman left her rich husband and child to be passed around by black rappers. Remember, guys, that women will not necessarily monkey branch to a better-looking man with money. Sometimes they monkey branch to men with status. The husband should be celebrating because he dodged a lifelong bullet versus only wasting a few years of his life. Plus, I'm assuming he got full custody of the kid. Remember, guys, a man will sacrifice his happiness for his family, but a woman will sacrifice her family for her happiness. Up next, apparently Olivia Wilde received death threats when her character on House had an interracial relationship. She's only saying this because she's old and doesn't get any attention anymore and desperately wants to remain relevant. Nobody cares if her character burned coal or not. Did the people that threatened her life also tell her that this is MAGA country while they wore their red Trump hats? Anything to make the right look wrong. Number 9, here's what a lot of people look like waking up from the Matrix in 2020 with COVID. I woke up back in 1999 when I took a pop culture class and learned about Edward Bernays using propaganda to turn me into a mindless consumer. Not to mention that Fight Club cemented those values into my head. My pop culture professor also showed us this scene from They Live, which I watched in the 80s as a kid but rewatched in the 90s as an aware adult. There are many pills you can take in this lifetime. Moving on, meet Layla, your overweight herpes queen. She's open to a relationship but is comfortable being single. She hasn't had any breakouts in 2 years now. This seems super risky. Of course, she had to get used to being comfy on her own, because no one wants to be with someone with a disease. At first, I didn't know what HSV 2 plus meant and had to look it up, and it is herpes. At first, I thought it was some fancy new way of saying I have AIDS. Number 21, this woman says she's carrying her brother's baby. Hate it all you want, but love is love. It's not a matter of loving or hating it. inbred kids have lower IQs and often have genetic defects. What I really hope for is that in that belly is a black man's baby because she keeps referring to him as her brother. But if it is her biological brother, then I hope their parents are proud of their retarded kids and the future bastard grandkids. Then again, she's probably just lying and this is for attention. Up next, love him or hate him, but Viktor Orban, the president of Hungary, sure does spew facts. He says that there are no liberals, only communists with university degrees. But I didn't know this, but Orban used to be a communist apparatchik. So that's probably what's making him an expert. He's done with the insanity. People wonder why Eastern Europe hasn't been destroyed by the woke mind virus yet. It's because their populations were inoculated from it thanks to communism during the Cold War. But eventually those generations will die out, and then it'll eventually take hold there too. Number 23, welcome to the peak male living experience. Plenty of room to work out, and you just know that this picture will be in the history books to come, blaming men that didn't work or spend money into the economy, eventually killing said economy. Before most guys get married, their place is usually empty and simple. After they get married, it's packed with stuff like scented candles. As for this space, it has two beds. Looks like we've got ourselves an aristocrat. Moving on, here are the two men that filmed Shiloh Hendricks when she used the N-word on a black kid. Both of these guys are facing felony charges because they raped and sexually assaulted a 16-year-old girl. And yet they were still lecturing Shiloh, a white woman, on how she should behave herself. The real question we should be asking is, why was there a Somali pedo in the children's playground? Unfortunately, it's another fake meme. I'm getting tired of people trying to sensationalize things. Number 25 and the last one, it turns out that God isn't the only one that can judge this priest. What did he do? Maybe it has something to do with sending the altar boy to pick up pizza on Epstein's Island or something. Maybe this is a diddler looking for sympathy. If that's the case, then I wonder how many boys he's actually gotten together with. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.